Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Before we get into some of our listeners' questions for you, I just had a thought, because you use a needle to inject animals with different medicines, right?
Correct.
Every time they mention the word vaccine on TV, they show a montage of these giant needles going into people's arms. And I'm thinking to myself, if they want more people to get the vaccine, they should stop doing
right.
that. It drives me crazy.
You're absolutely correct. I don't know who came up with why you would do that. I have no idea. Nobody wants to see that. And then a lot of people turn away when I'm giving a vaccination to their dog, so they don't want to see it. And I agree with you 100%. They're using big needles, and you're right. They should stop doing that.
Yeah, and I keep seeing Cannonball Run, the doctor in the white coat with the crazy look, and he's jamming that massive needle in himself, smiling.
Oh, I know. I have friends that are really tough guys, but you pull out a needle.
I get it.
You're absolutely right.
All right.
They should not do that.
Let's get to some questions. Denise and Tom in Bellevue. My husband and I listen to you every week. We're concerned that our new puppy, 5 months old, gets recurrent bladder infections. Is it safe to let her drink cranberry juice like humans do to help prevent it?
You know, I like that question. With everybody getting new dogs and pets right now, recurrent bladder infections is a condition generally called puppy cystitis. Cystitis just means inflammation of the bladder lining. And so then it makes them strain a lot. And when that bladder lining gets inflamed, it could start bleeding. So owners will see some blood in the snow or on a paper towel when they clean it up. And then they come to their veterinarian, and that, you know, bacteria is an opportunist, and blood's a good food for bacteria. So what will happen is they'll end up with a secondary infection, but it's not the original cause. What cranberry's aimed at doing, there's a product, let me just cut to the chase. The product I like cranberry, but there's too much sugar in cranberry juice. My favorite product is called cranberry extract combined with D-mannose. There's a cranberry, D as in dog, mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E. And it's a sugar, but it's low glycemic. And the researchers know what that does is it makes the lining of the bladder slippery, if you will. I'm simplifying it, but that's basically how it works. And it makes it difficult for the bacteria to grab onto the lining of the bladder, and so it washes out and helps prevent that from getting recurrent infections. You can leave them on it safely for a year, year and a half. My daughter did it with one of her dogs. And as they grow up, they grow out of that condition. So it's a really good trick, cranberry with D-mannose.
Well, Nicole and Robinson has a question. Dear Dr. Mike, we have a 15-year-old Rottie mix with a golf ball-sized growth near her ear. Our vet suggested leaving it alone due to her age, but it started to bleed now. It's doubled in size since July. What would you do if it was your dog?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I leave a lot of growths alone, too. Even on my own dogs, you don't want to have to do surgery. And there's a lot of considerations when you anesthetize these dogs. And without seeing the growth, can you block it? Can you give light sedation and block it? Hopefully you can. If you can't, though, and have to put them under general anesthesia, when I say block it, like if it's like a Novocaine injection, we give a long-acting lidocaine. And then you remove it, hopefully, without pain if the dog will sit still. Sometimes dogs won't sit still for that. They just don't want you doing anything on them. So that's when I look at and I evaluate case by case. I listen to their heart, look at their blood work, and see if it's if I think it would be safe. But when it's bleeding, sometimes you have to just throw those risks out the window, get it off real quick, and hopefully all is well. And that's I appreciate that veterinarian's suggestion to not take it off, so they probably weren't overly concerned. But with it bleeding now, it's a different situation. So reevaluate, and then it's case by case.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, I want to thank Kevin for leaving me this question from Dan in Seven Fields. Our new boxer puppy was diagnosed with a condition called Cyphorchid.
Cryptorchid.
Thank you. A veteran means one of his testicles did not descend properly and stayed in the abdomen. He suggests that we have our own dog explored to find out what's going on and remove it. What do you think of that plan?
So that's called, and I'll explain it. Cryptorchidism is when a testicle doesn't descend properly through the inguinal canal down into the scrotum as it's supposed to, and that happens in all animals. It can happen in all animals. The problem in dogs and animals is when it's retained in the body, it will sometimes start to grow. I literally took out an 11-pound testicle, if you can imagine this, in a dog's abdomen.
Oh.
So it can cause serious problems down the road. It was 3 years old when I took that out. True story. It was in an Akita. And I've taken out many that were big and many that were just normal size. But we do recommend removing them, but we wait till the dog's at least 10 months of age or older because you allow it a little bit of time to grow so it's easier to find. And then we're looking for anywhere from where it descends, from the kidney down to the inguinal canal or even inside the inguinal canal, which is right in the groin region. So it's a, yes, we do recommend that they're removed. And monorchidism is when one testicle is retained. That's the usual condition. One descends, one retains. And cryptorchidism is when both of them are retained. And that's rare. I don't see that often. Maybe I've seen that three times in my career.
11 pounds?
Yep. Then that dog, I took that 11-pound testicle out, was bilateral. Both sides were retained, and the other one was normal size. You know, go figure.
You just came up with a name for a punk band now.
I'm sure it had a hefty bark.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was funny. I was examining that dog, and it was the first time I saw it, and the dog wasn't doing well. And I was talking, and Akita wasn't friendly towards me. And I said, when was your dog neutered? 8 weeks of age? And they said, no, we never had this dog neutered. So I'm thinking both of them are in there, but I'm just thinking the dog's neutered. How do I know until I examine the dog and start taking x-rays and see things?
But how painful is that?
Because it's in the abdomen and it moves intestines around and everything still works and there's not a lot of nerves in that area, they're not so painful. It just causes them to get very thick and they can die. They can get conditions that we call like aplastic anemia where they start, their body stops making red blood cells, and you know that would lead to death. So it has to be removed. And then, the hormones get messed up. Once you remove it, it's usually cured, which is great. So, yes, we do recommend taking those out.
Well, Doc, you have all the fun.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
What a discussion in the morning.
By the way, Sally texted and said, just an FYI, the needle for the vaccine's an inch long, Larry.
I understand.
It's not a jackhammer.
All right.
I don't know. That looks like about 6 inches to me. I mean, every time you look at it, it's bigger.
Well, listen, you watch, next time you watch any, I don't care, local, national news on television, the minute they mention the word vaccine, you're going to see the same video, or it may be a montage of people getting this giant needle stuck in their arm, and I'm saying they need to stop doing that. We get
it. You're right. Every single person understands what vaccination means. There's not one person, adult, that doesn't understand that. They don't have to do that. I don't know why they do it either.
Well, Doc, always illuminating. Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza Cranberry, drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast information, animalgeneral.net. And we have a link on kdkradio.com. We'll talk to you next week, Doc.
All right, wonderful. Don't put cranberry D-mannose in your coffee. Take care.
You got that, Kevin?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.